This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Look how nervous Woods is.
Why?
The Padres are playing the Rockies today.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I know you are.
I didn't really let myself think about it this morning. I was having too much fun with that Red Sox discussion.
Mm-hmm.
It continued after, you know, through the break. It's a good discussion. I think these stories are fun and they're interesting and they're intertwined, certainly, with what we've been through here and I think what a lot of teams go through. And I saw a lot of comps yesterday. In fact, our boss Adam made a couple of comps. Well, look what Jackson Merrill did. All right, well, Jackson Merrill was a rookie. Jackson Merrill would have caught if they asked him to catch. He was trying to make a ball club. Well, look what Fernando Tatis did. Well, Fernando Tatis told the team, get me off the dirt or I'm going to get hurt. Move me to the outfield. And they did. Oh, but Mookie Betts, he did it. Well, Mookie started as a shortstop. They moved him to the outfield. He played great. And they said, hey, man, would you like to go back to short? There's not an outfielder on the planet that came up as a shortstop that's not going, yeah, God, yes, I want to get back to shortstop. Not one. Oh, Kevin Millar. Oh, well, he went out and subbed in different positions. What choice does Kevin Millar have? He's not Rafael Devers. Guys, as much as we don't want to admit it, stars are different.
Isn't first base like the most fun position?
It's though? Such a fun position.
It's like the most fun position
it's
on the field.
Such a fun
You're in the middle of everything.
Every
you touch
play.
The ball almost
yes.
every play. You got,
yes.
you got guys coming over and saying hello all the time.
It's great.
You got a coach right there.
Benny, I wouldn't.
There's no better place on the field.
I wouldn't give up playing first base for anything. I think it's a blast. I don't play in Boston. I'm not professional. I don't make $300 million.
And I get Rafael Devers not wanting to look like a fool. No one wants to look like a fool, especially in front of a fan base that can be
mean.
and so you're asking him something difficult. But if you appreciate him internally, and you got teammates, you got coaches, you got management, go, hey, Rafi, thank you so much. You stepped up big time. I really appreciate it. Don't listen to those fans who are giving you a hard time for those three errors
totally.
You made.
Totally.
It's tough. It's tough.
Totally, Ben. It doesn't work that
that's
way.
That's what the money's for, though. That's what
the
money's for.
Well, the money certainly soothes that, but I just don't think it's as easy as you and Adam and Rob Bradford are making it out to be. And I think if you asked any big leaguer, let me qualify that. If you asked any star player, Bryce Harper moved to first. Bryce Harper's arm was pulled pork. Bryce Harper didn't have a choice. They said, if you want to play, you're going to have to move into the infield and play first base. He goes, all right, no problem. Every case is different, man. That's all I'm saying. And I think jerking a star player around the way that they have, look, ultimately.
Does Devers, though, have an overinflated opinion of his skills?
Potentially.
He's not as good as Bregman at third.
Bregman has more errors
this season, but
so I mean, again, it's a tough position for him to be in. And again, I think Altuve was a comp Adam made. Jose Altuve played 14 years at second base. 14. And then it was like, hey, if you, he's got World Series rings. He's got MVP. He's good. Rafael Devers is 28 years old. He's just starting this career, man. And now, hey, man, and I look, Ben, I'm a team player. I consider myself very much a team player. If I'm not the best first baseman on my team, I will take myself out and put the best first baseman in. I always have. That being said, I'm also not Rafael Devers. I'm Kevin Millar, right? It's different. It is absolutely different when you're a star player. It just is. If we want to keep it all the same and we want to turn Major League Baseball into the military where we're all uniform, guess what? Everybody makes $1 million and you play on for bonuses and incentives. Fine. Whatever you want to do. But baseball is not the military. Not every player is the same. Not every organization handles things the right way. And again, I think both things can be true. I do feel, ultimately, he should go to first base. I really do. I think it would be best for the team. But I also understand his really gnarly 90 days he's had with the Boston Red Sox and why it's bubbling over. I absolutely do. I do.
All right, Paulie's been working very hard. We're going to debut... What, another like 50 things Ben likes?
How long did it take you to get there?
It's taken us a while.
We've done, this is our fifth installment of the montage of things Ben likes. So we've been doing this now for a little over a year. The last one that we did, part four, was at the end of August. So it's been 3-7 months.
Is that a sign that I'm liking less things, perhaps?
Or you just keep liking the same things.
You need original things Ben likes.
Yeah. Yes. And I present to you guys part five of things Ben likes.
Revenge of the Sith.
I like the idea of the fast offense. I like a good Oktoberfest.
I bet you do.
I like eating a lot. I like all the matchups, though, for the series, Woods. I like the word ambiance as well. I do like the hotel rooms that have a nice big tub. I like the Padres' chances in all those games.
I like a mini donut, too.
I like Stephen A. I like oysters.
Yes.
I saw
oysters.
A quote from Eric Grubner that I actually liked. I like our chances. I mean, I like beef jerky. I like sitting. I like meals out. I like the Royals with Seth Lugo. I like a tangier burger. I like boots. I like the idea of knowing, like, the checks will be coming. I like a good artichoke dip.
I like living in San Diego way more than I would like living in Los Angeles. He's been on our show before. I like Jake. I like playing Golden Tee. I like tomato soup. I like to mix up the difficulty level from time to time. I do actually like buffalo cauliflower. I do like to be right. I liked the player they had this year. I like the consistency. I like hamachi. I do like to make a salient point. I like his at-bats. Well, cranberry juice cocktail, I like that. I like to eat. I do like walking. I liked his approach. Attack something quickly, go the other way. I like the clinking of the chips. I like that game yesterday. Again, I just really like the smaller school feel. I like those books and I like that movie. I like having Nick Pivetta on the mound. I like to try the different items. I like a big old English D. I like some of the swings that he takes. I like to walk. I really do. I actually like him in this spot today. I like Yakitori. I like the Padres to be in that situation. And I like that Mike Schilt is the guy. This is a little bit silly, but I liked it.
You're unbelievable! Polly, that was amazing, dude. Holy cow. The ability to listen for the host and then like the way Paulie puts it together too. I don't know. It might be random. It doesn't feel random. It feels like it flows like Biggie, dude.
Those
it really
actually,
does. Like,
thank you. I do try to put a little bit of thought into like not too many.
The sequencing is important.
Yeah. That one was actually mostly chronological from whenever we started collecting this most recent batch to more recent drops. Like,
I like a big old English D.
What is an English D?
Detroit Tigers.
Oh,
yeah.
Logo.
That was the,
were you
the
not here last, for that last Friday or the round
no, it was
table?
A round table. Yeah. We were talking about team logos or team names that you like.
Oh, I remember. I think I elbowed you, didn't I? Did I say, like, hey, remember that?
Yeah. Because then
the Detroit Tigers logo, the big
I
English
like a big
D.
old English D.
Big
you do.
He said, so. Big old English D. I think you wanted to say a big old English D, right?
It's old English.
Big old English D.
I like a big old English D.
Yeah, try it again, but the right way.
I like a big
Old English, D.
Yes, yes, yes. The context of that really, really matters. I love a big old English D.
I like a big old English D.
That may be my favorite of all time. I like oysters.
I like hamachi.
So good.
So what makes it work is there's a couple.
I like hamachi.
There's a couple of normal sounding ones. I like Seth Lugo on the Royals. I like Nick Pivetta on the mound today. I like hamachi. It's just
hamachi.
It's the non sequiturs. The
cranberry juice cocktail. I like that.
I like those. I like those. Oh God, that's brilliant, Pauly. Excellent work on a Friday, Ben. You keep liking stuff, and we'll have 100. What do you think the total would be?
Well, as of right now, if we were to play
all
five.
Yeah,
mashups together into one long clip. We're at about 6.5 minutes.
Holy smoke!
I like the word ambiance as well.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
it's a good word. Isn't it?
6.5 minutes. Would people stay tuned for the whole 6.5 minutes? I think we'll have to. We'll debate internally whether
played
we should 17 play
minutes of Bob Dylan once.
True. So, I mean, that's true. That's true. I love that. I love it. It delights me so much. When Pauly said he had a new one ready, I was so, so happy. I'd like to get it up to about an hour.
Tangier burger?
We just started at 6 and come in at 7. Just do it every day. A tangier burger is good. Do you like a tangy burger?
Obviously not.
Condiment on the burger, whether it's a sharp cheddar cheese or something along those lines. Sure, yeah.
This is a little bit silly, but I liked it.
Yeah. What, not like a tangy sauce, though, right?
It could be a tangy. I'm not a huge fan of overly saucy burgers.
No, me neither.
No.
I like a little bit of spread.
Just a little bit
of ketchup or mustard or something.
I want it to,
coat it.
Coat the bun, but not dripping off the sides of the sandwich.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you 100%. God, that was good, man. That was really, really good.
All right, quickly, before we get to Don't Do This. So the Padres are going to play the Rockies today, and you can make the argument. Again, Padres have won just 39% of their games in Denver all time. It's a house of horrors for the Padres.
Wait.
39%. So
all time.
All time. 390 winning percentage on the road at Coors Field in Denver.
That's got to be their
worst. Oh, yeah. They're better at Dodger Stadium than they are at Coors Field.
Mod on, 390.
You can make the argument, though, at this point. Particular snapshot in time.
This weekend.
This is as good as the Padres have ever been.
Yes.
They are currently tied for their best ever record through 36 games. This is the worst the Rockies have ever been. In fact, it's the worst any team has really almost ever been in the history of baseball right now. They're at a pace that's worse than the Cleveland Spiders back in 1898 or whatever it was. They're 6-31. They just got bodied twice yesterday in doubleheaders. What was it, 10-1 and 11-2 or something? They're horrifically bad. The Padres are historically good. Is that enough to overcome a 390 winning percentage all time at Coors Field in Denver?
Our pals, Cespedes Family Barbecue, used to have them on every Friday. The Rockies were just swept for the sixth time this season and are now 6-31.
He's been on our show before. I like Jake.
Yeah, you like Jake. With a negative 109 run differential, Ben, in 37 games, minus 109 run differential. They got bodied yesterday. How many pitchers did they use yesterday? Like 12?
They
or
actually only used, I think,
eight.
Okay. Yeah, pitchers yesterday.
Still a lot.
They just let them wear it,
yeah.
You know, so they would be okay going into this series against the Padres.
It's crazy. I mean, look, I don't know if you guys saw the press conference with Kyle Freeland, who, you know, is a good pitcher. I would like to see what Kyle Freeland looks like on, well, the Padres. But if you put Kyle Freeland on the Mets or on the Dodgers or on the Yankees, like, what would Kyle Freeland be, right? He did a little press conference after. Did you guys see this? And one of the reporters was like, Kyle, what do you say to the fans? And he got emotional. Like, he got choked up, and he goes... Just keep believing in us, man. Keep riding with us. And I saw that, and I went, oh, great. This comes out right before the Padres head into Coors Field to play. Look, it's setting up perfectly on paper for the San Diego Padres, but we just know baseball is not played on paper. So, yeah, hell yeah, I'm nervous about this, dude. Like, it's like three trap games of all time. And listen, make no mistake, the pressure is squarely on the San Diego Padres and literally no one else. Bud Black feels zero pressure.
Scored zero runs when they played the Padres in San Diego earlier this year in three games.
100%.
Zero.
100%.
Zero. Zero.
390.
It's the immovable object and the indestructible force.
That's right.
It is May 9th. Somebody in the chat asked, what was the White Sox record at this point last year? It was better. They, on Thursday, May 9th last year, they won. Actually, we're on a five-game winning streak.
Little heater.
They had a 10-28 record.
But that's a warning to you as well. Even the worst team of all time gets on a five-game winning streak at some point. Who was it that they swept? Or during
so it was four games. They won the last game of a series against Tampa Bay, and then won the first three of four against Cleveland. But they lost.
Couldn't get the mop out against the Guardians. But they won three in a row.
This is the White Sox last year. They did sweep the Rays in April. Actually, three of those 10 wins came against one team. It was bad.
Yeah. Randy Vasquez, Stephen Kolek, and
Nick Pavetta.
So
against Antonio Senzatella, Bradley Blaylock, and Germán Márquez in his 10 ERA so far this year.
I could not care less if it was a 40 ERA. Yeah, still scares me.
It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. You got to win these games, man. But it starts, it starts tonight. You got to win tonight's game. We'll focus on some of that.
But you do feel like any game loss to the Rockies is giving up ground on everybody else.
I mean,
they're going to be winning most of their games against the Rockies.
I'm going to try to be off of Twitter this weekend because these are those series that make you insane. They just do. I'd rather play a team that's in it with better pitching, at a better ballpark, Ben, that's not been such a house of horrors. But look, on paper, we are the far superior team, as is pretty much everybody in Major League Baseball. But again, not played on paper. You got to go out. You got to exercise that demon.
Jake Cronenworth, no announcement yet, but is expected to return. And unlike Jackson Merrill, who they gave that extra day off to, Jake got his day off yesterday.
Yeah.
He did not have a rehab start yesterday. So presumably got his day off and should return to the Padres lineup today for the opener to the three-game series. It's a 5:40 first pitch today here on 97.3 The Fan. Sam Levitt with our EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 4:40 today. Just quickly, last night, if you missed it, Diamondbacks did beat the Dodgers 5-3. Was that a grand slam by Gabby Moreno?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Grand slam off Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who allowed all five runs, and Ketel Marte hit a solo shot. Dodgers rallied late, including a Shohei Ohtani home run, but it wasn't enough as the D-backs won the series opener, first of four in Arizona, 5-3. And then, of course, the Rockies were swept in the doubleheader by the Tigers, 10-2 and 11-1 to drop to 6-31 on the season. The Braves have started to get healthy.
Oh, boy.
They beat the Reds 5-4 in 11 innings. After their 0-7 start, they've climbed back to within a game of 500 and have only had one Spencer Strider start before he went on the IL with a hamstring strain. And Ronald Acuna Jr. is closing in on a return as well. So that's a dangerous team. The Phillies won 7-6. They rallied late to beat the Rays in 10 innings. They're a dangerous team. I mean, the National League is just so loaded. And when you get to the end of the year, there's going to be a couple of good teams that don't make the playoffs in the National League. Like legitimately good teams.
Good teams with good seasons behind
them. That had a good season that aren't going to make the playoffs. And the fan base is going to be insane about it. And it's unavoidable. It could be the Phillies. It could be the Giants. It could be the Diamondbacks. It could be the Padres. It could be the Dodgers. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be something.
Wouldn't that be something?
But you gotta, all the. It's why these series like this are amped up more. I mean, you gotta stack three wins here. You do. You gotta add three wins. Somebody just said in the chat, two wins is a failure. That's gonna be tough for me to stomach having a. That would be three, four, 6-3 road trip. I'll take a 750 road trip all day. Yeah, it sucks to even drop a game to that team.
That's 667, but that's fine.
What did I say?
750.
Oh, yeah. I'm really bad at math.
That's right.
667, still very good.
Very good.
You don't want that. Like, 6-3 would be great. That's a dream road trip.
But it meant you lost a game to the Rockies, yeah, which would be bad.
Exactly. Exactly. But if they come home 6-3, I will not be upset. You know, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I'm sure everybody's got their vomit bag ready.
Don't Do This is coming up next. We started the story yesterday about Paul Pierce's walk to work.
Yes.
So I think we need to finish that one coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, let me tell you guys about the wonder that is Eco Water. You hear it a lot on 97.3 The Fan, certainly. Eco Water pregame show. Eco Water is phenomenal. You need to get the unit in your home, and you can do that now. Well, first of all, you got to get the free in-home water test. You have them come out, test your water. You'll be blown away at what you see. It is, it's pretty amazing. You're like, oh, this is what we've been cooking in and giving to our pets and our children. It's not great, guys. So check out Eco Water today. They've been keeping water soft since 1925. I will have the Eco Water system in my home for as long as they're in business, man. We will have it. We are absolutely in love with ours. So check it out with a reverse osmosis system. You get bottled quality water straight from your tap. They're alkaline filters take hydration to the next level. We're very, very happy in our home with it. So you guys should try it too. Try the Soft Life and alkaline water now. Just $9.95 a month. 760-350-3338 or go to ecowatersocal.com. Once again, 760-350-3338 or ecowatersocal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This on a Friday is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Let's get through this efficiently because we got Darren Smith joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk a little SDFC. Get you updated. Talked about it during the show yesterday. The ridiculously, unfortunately wrong prediction that got Paul Pierce into a predicament when he said, if the Celtics lose game two at home, I promise you, I'm walking here tomorrow. I'm walking here. I'm walking 15 miles. I'm walking here in my robe, no shoes on, bare feet if the Celtics lose. Paulie played the audio yesterday. Well, of course, Celtics did lose game two, blowing a 20-point lead to the New York Knicks. And when Paul Pierce finally Google mapped his walk from his home in the Valley to the Century City Fox Sports Studios, FS1 Studios, it was actually 20 miles. And he did it. It took 8 hours in his bathrobe and walked all the way through Los Angeles, through the streets, actually running into Kevin Garnett at some point.
I think Kevin Garnett saw what was happening. He goes, I'm going to go find this fool.
Drove by. Made
like
for a viral
climbed
moment.
Out of the sunroof in his car. Hey! Like, hey, what are you doing?
and he did follow through. He did it. And I guess the do this side part of the whole story is that now everyone seems to be aware that FS1 has some sort of studio show that talks basketball. Because I had no idea. I mean, they're not known as a basketball network at all. And I didn't even realize Paul Pierce was working for FS1 until this week.
That's interesting.
Maybe it's the best promotion.
He got fired from ESPN.
They've ever gotten. I had no idea he landed with FS1 and then was doing anything with them until this week. So maybe sneaky do this for Paul Pierce and the FS1 crew.
Man, there's nothing worse than hearing stories about a show that's coming out, right? And you're like, oh my God, this is right up my alley. I'm 100% on board. And I've been hearing about this new show on, now this is opinion. This is my opinion. This is how I feel. This new show that's coming out on Apple TV called Stick, and it's about a down and out alcoholic golfer that from what my understanding was, is just trying to make his way back, which is an interesting story. I love a redemption story. Owen Wilson is the star of the show. So yesterday they released the trailer for Stick, and I was so excited, and then it started.
Hey, you're that golfer, aren't you?
Bryce Cahill.
You used to call you Stick, right?
Yep, that's me.
This guy was a big pro golfer on television, everything. 12th hole, big tourney. Sawgrass, I think, maybe like 2009. Shanks one into the lake and just melts down. Full psychotic break on live TV. It was insane. Threw his clubs in the water.
I bet you can't even look at a club after a train wreck like that, right?
So it's Owen Wilson, and you heard the voice of Marc Maron. Marc Maron does a podcast called WTF. I enjoyed his podcast. I did. Talks a lot, and he has guests that I would like to listen to, but we were all guilty of that from time to time. Might be the worst actor I've ever seen. Potentially. Potentially.
You're already not a huge Owen Wilson fan either, are you?
Not a huge one, but I think...
I'm okay with him.
He's okay, but I think like the with the right supporting cast... So what I didn't realize, too, is the premise of this movie, or this show, is essentially Happy Gilmore. It's a down-and-out golfer that hears a guy swing, or like Kingpin. No, I didn't see him throw that ball. I heard it. And he tries to mold this young kid with this dynamic swing into the next champion. And I went, all right, man, like we've done this before. There's not a lot of originality.
So I'm still kind of excited. First of all, the kid... I don't know who the actor is.
I don't either.
Has a beautiful golf swing.
He does.
So it looks real.
So here, I'll watch it. I'm still going to watch it, but man, Maron, like you just, the opening scene was Maron, like, hey, you're that golfer, right? Like it's just.
And I saw Jim Nance in the trailer, which always helped me buy in a little bit with
some real
golf commentary.
Again, that's my opinion. I could love it. I didn't think Ted Lasso was going to be worth a flip. When it came out,
yeah.
But I loved Sudeikis, and I was like, I'll give it a shot, and I fell in love with it, and it became a warm blanket for my entire life. I watched it, and maybe this one will be good, too, but man, first impression on it was not great.
Finally, quickly, Do This.
D.D. Mega Do.
Also from the world of golf, and I love this story. So, of course, the Ryder Cup is coming to Bethpage Black in a couple of months. And people are getting excited about it, but I love what the PGA of America is doing. They have announced... the People's Perk. They are going to be giving away 3,000 free tickets to the Ryder Cup and going to like local public golf courses in New York, like Bethpage and other courses in the New York area, and just surprising people. Hey, here's two tickets to the Ryder Cup.
Oh, I like
so
that.
They get that feeling of like some real grassroots golf fans and not just people who can afford, you know, $300-$400 tickets to the Ryder Cup to really get that screaming for Phil Mickelson and Team USA vibe that Bethpage Black had when they hosted the U.S. Open. They want that for the Ryder Cup, and they know, hey, one way to do it, it may cost us a little money, but let's get some real people in the golf course and get a real good atmosphere for it. And I thought that is a brilliant idea for the Ryder Cup
this
year.
The Happy Gilmore effect. Again, exactly. You want some of those lunatics out there with the double beer can helmets. And yeah, let's get
and
wild.
And they should have some of that at the Ryder Cup this year. And that is Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
You missed last week's conversation with Darren Smith.
I did. I feel like I missed a banger.
We talked...
got to get an update on the nude beaches.
Yeah, look, you know how when you go away, we all get one shot at bringing something back? I'm going to talk to him about the nude
fair
beach
enough.
Again. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
I didn't get my fill.
He's still over there. I'm not sure what city he's in, but Darren will join us from Europe, talk a little SDFC and more. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Europe is a very long way away.
It is.
7 Mile Casino, very, very close. It's just 7 minutes from downtown San Diego. Hop on the 5 freeway. Go south. When you get to Chula Vista, you will see on the west side of the freeway on Bay Boulevard, 7 Mile Casino. I'll be honest. Doesn't strike you from the outside
correct
as something that you're going to go... whatever. When you walk in, though, it strikes you as a very cool spot to play cards, Woods.
Very, very cool spot. Pretty clean. You know, you don't feel like you're doing something wrong, right?
I'd walk in, oh, it's a little dingy.
It's not at all.
It's
bright. It's airy. It's fun. The food is spectacular. The people are great. And you sit down, play some California-style blackjack, some Texas Hold'em, some Pai Gow, some Baccarat. They got all the card games you love. Not a slot machine place. Thank goodness for me. No cigarette smoke either. Really fun place. You can spend an hour there. You can spend 6 hours there.
Okay. You think for food, what, they got a vending machine somewhere? Uh-uh. They got Sammy's at 7 Mile. Sammy's Wood-Fired Pizza. Great restaurant.
Rod wants to know, is the Kung Pao chicken any good at 7 Mile Casino?
You know, it actually is the best I have ever tasted. You can get it on the 24/7 players menu, which means any time of the day, 2 a.m. They've got that for you. Also, the weekend brunch tomorrow and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best in the South County at 7 Mile Casino at Sammy's. Eat it on the patio. It's going to be warm and beautiful this weekend. What a great spot at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown. Talked about it earlier in the week, but really nice bounce back victory for SDFC last weekend after a 3-game losing streak. Really broke out the whooping stick with a 5-0 win. And now they are going back out on the road tomorrow when they visit St. Louis City SC and try to get some points on the road and keep the momentum going. We got Darren Smith standing by. He is still on his European holiday.
I love it.
And we'll get updated on that and talk a little more SDFC right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I've been following some of Darren's adventures in Spain on Instagram feed, and I'm sure some people are excited about the soccer game and the beaches. I was intrigued by the paella making class.
Oh,
now that
food.
Now that looked spectacular. Good morning, or to you, good afternoon or evening, Darren.
Good morning to you guys. How's everybody doing there? Yes, we are now paella people. We almost bought a paella pan, which I'm
That's
sure.
Serious.
Yeah. I'm sure we'd be put to good use. You know, that certainly wouldn't just sit on a shelf for the rest of time. But yes, we have enjoyed ourselves. We've been eating and drinking and sightseeing and enjoying the culture here. And we've got just a handful of days left. Just got into Barcelona today. So took the train up from Valencia. It's great. It's efficient. It goes like 140 miles per hour. So it's all sorts of fun involved there, and we're looking forward to a good weekend here in town.
Man, that sounds spectacular. Now, we do a thing on our show, Darren. When one of us is out and, you know, something happens, we get to pick our moment and re-bring it back up, even though they've already discussed it. Now, I understand when I was out last week surprising my dad for his 70th, you guys, you went to a nude beach. I didn't get to hear the story. I did not go back and listen because I wanted my own fresh version. I cannot...
Well, he hadn't gone yet when we talked
to him. Oh, he had not gone.
Or no, he had gone.
No, he had gone.
He did go. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, I am fast. Ben wants to know about the paella. I want to know about the nude beaches because... When you're a kid and you hear that there are nude beaches, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to live at a nude beach. It's not the case. It's kind of like hanging out at the YMCA locker room, is my guess, which is never a great place.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. Usually, especially, it's Europe and it's Spain and like everybody's attractive. You know, the police, my wife and I, Lee and I were talking about like, you know, when you see a cop movie or like a cop TV show and you're like, no offense, like, friends of mine are police officers, but most cops don't look like that.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
They look like that here.
Wow.
So you have this idea in your mind that, like, oh, even like the women have these beautiful ponytails. So you go to a nude beach, you're like, yeah, okay, you know, wear the sunglasses, gonna have the shades. And it's not exactly what you think. Now, I don't want to sound like a, you know, judgmental a-hole about it, but I mean, I think there's something to be said for people that feel free and liberated and you know, they just let it go, man. Like, they just let it all out there. So I do appreciate it in terms of what you said about being a kid and having that image in your mind of, you know, wanting to be around a bunch of sexy, attractive people. And, you know, it's not. It's definitely not that. But we enjoyed it.
You just let it flow,
we just
huh?
talked about it.
You let it flow.
What's that?
You just let it flow. You just did the, you went in Rome, I guess. You just let it, let it eat.
Honestly, I didn't. I
you
didn't.
Did it? Okay.
I did not.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I went topless. Leah went topless.
She did.
Hot.
Yeah.
Super hot.
Yeah.
Darren, what's the mood?
Yeah, it was.
What's the mood like in Barcelona? Now, I'm not, again, I talked last week. I haven't been hugely into European soccer, but even I was captivated by the second leg of the Champions League match between Inter Milan and FC Barcelona that went down to the wire. I don't know if you saw this earlier in the week. It was 3-3, and then Barcelona finally took their first lead on the aggregate, but then Inter Milan came back and scored late in stoppage time. I mean, that's got to be as heartbreaking for soccer fans as it gets.
Yeah, I think so. You know, that would have put them in the Champions League final, which is the Super Bowl for European soccer. You know, it's all the European leagues all together, Germany, England, France, Spain, et cetera. So, you know, that puts you in the Super Bowl, the final game. And to be that close, to be a couple of minutes away from going to that game, obviously it leaves you disappointed. But, you know, there's no time. The whole reason that we're even on this trip is because what's happening on Sunday, which is Barcelona and Real Madrid. So, you know, right now it's a 4-point lead for Barcelona. And a win against their arch rival, Real Madrid, 4 points back, pretty much hands them the trophy. So it was watching that in extra time. Like, it was such an emotional roller coaster match, Ben, like you said. I mean, it was so dramatic and late, and it's in the rain, and you're playing an extra 30 minutes. You hope that they didn't burn too much fuel because this is another huge match. They can't go back and win in Champions League now, but they still can win the league title, which, you know, this Sunday would be a huge foot forward in that. If they are able to beat their arch rival. So, you know, it's a tricky thing because you got to get over that disappointment real quick because you got to be on the field Sunday at 4:15 here in Barcelona. It's supposed to rain. So it's going to be interesting to see just how much they have left in their legs to play on Sunday against the arch rival.
And this applies to SDFC because for the first time, after playing, you know, once a week, their first, 11 games of their MLS.
Ooh, yeah.
They finally have one of these midweek games coming up where Mikey Varas has to manage some minutes and see how his team feels because they play Saturday on the road, then they come back Wednesday at Snapdragon, and then again Saturday at Snapdragon Stadium. And that's the reality of soccer, that you're not always going to be at your freshest or best when you take the pitch, Darren.
Yeah, they got 3 games in 10 days.
Yeah, 8 days, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you know, again, with the trip to St. Louis, you know, this week, and then at least you're back home, you know, and you're right. And 3 in a week is tough. And one of the things that's unique to SDFC and to Mikey is this is the only team in Major League Soccer that has used all of its substitutes in every game. You know, you're allowed 5 substitutes in a soccer match, and SDFC is the only team to have used all 5 in every game through 11 match days. Thus far. And Mikey said earlier, hey, we want to have a big squad. Some coaches don't like that. Some coaches only want to put 2-3 other players in as substitutes. Mikey has said we want to have a big squad. And I don't know if he was looking at this, you know, at the congestion on the schedule when you have to start playing in midweek and then you have to start playing, Ben, some of those other tournaments that we talked about last week. But I think it's been an interesting strategic approach, especially for an expansion club, to want to play as many players as possible. And obviously that's going to help you with a little bit of freshness in your legs. Some coaches just don't trust it. They just don't trust, like, if you're my fifth sub, are you really good enough, you know? So, you know, that's not been him. Like, he wants to get everybody involved, as many players involved as possible. And I think, you know, this is a week that you look at and you say, St. Louis, you know, yeah, it's a three-match losing streak away for San Diego. They can be beaten. You know, it's a rematch of the inaugural match at Snapdragon Stadium. They don't score at all. They can't score, St. Louis. They've only scored 8 goals all year. You know, back home in your building against an opponent that you just saw. And, you know, then next Saturday, you know, this is kind of how you manage the minutes. And I think, you know, early on, this is something that Mikey has done, is he's really done a good job of getting players in and out of there. So everybody has experience.
And it was so funny talking to Darren Smith here on Ben and Woods, because after the losses, people were like, Mikey Varus needs to change everything about this team, needs to change the offense, needs to, they just can't keep playing in this place. What do? They go out and throw 5 goals up. And I'm watching that game when I was in Texas going, all right, this is a laugher. Like, it was such a nice feeling to have a laugher, mm-hmm. and got to feel a little bit vindicating for Mikey Varus to be like, see, sometimes you do just have to stick to your process.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the words that I saw, you know, from our friend John Gennaro was like, "Oh, they fixed something," you know, and I said, I don't know that anything really needed to be fixed, you know, like there was nothing that was broken, you know, and Ben and I talked a little bit about this last week, you know, it still felt like Tukey was going to erupt at some point, boom, like he has the best performance of anybody in MLS, he was named the MLS Player of the Week. So, you know, he was on the verge of doing something. And the 3 losses, you know, were all sort of these unique, different circumstantial ecosystems. Like, there was really nothing tying them all together. So, you know, I think if you were to just go out there, think about Mike Schilt. Think about if you're just going to go change things, right? Recently, I saw Mike Schilt. AC had a good piece about, you know, how Schilt is so process-oriented.
Yeah.
And if you do things dramatically differently, like, what is the point? You know, like, what is the message for a young club 9 matches in that you're going to start making dramatic changes?
Panic
moves. Like, oh yeah, forget all that other stuff. You know, like, you don't do that sort of thing if you're going to preach consistency. So I'm glad they stuck to their guns and they did a couple tactical things, but it was just enough to give them the performance of the season so far. So it was great to see.
Talking to Darren Smith, joins us each week, one of the voices of SDFC, but he's also got good Padres insight, of course, talking about the team for years. And since you brought up Mike Schilt, you know, we had the discussion this week, Darren, when Mike Schilt arrived, I wasn't totally sure what to believe. I didn't know if he was putting on an act with all the positivity, and just, but as we've gone through,
you might think I'm nuts.
As we've gone through now, season plus, and the Papa Bear routine that he puts on, I've come to realize it's not an act. It's who he is, and I think it's why he's been successful as a manager. What's your overarching take on Mike Schilt?
Yeah, I mean, I was with you when he got hired. I thought he's fine. You know, I wasn't, you know, ready to throw a parade, but you know, I thought he was a perfectly fine, adequate manager. And you know, I don't mean that doesn't need to be criticism. You know, it's just he's fine. And yeah, you know, I think he's you know, he's interesting. He's got an interesting edge to him. You know, he's got a dynamic. You know, I think he's got some. You know,
red ass
protocols to him that are just different, you know, like, you know, about wanting to not have players get ejected. Like, I'll be the one that gets ejected, you know? So there's a lot of little phrases you can tell, like being in the Cardinal system for a long time, obviously had a big impact on him. Yeah. And I'm with you. He's I think he's probably better than what I had thought when he walked through the door. And you know, I think he's a guy that can help you get to the place you want to get to, you know, I mean, I'm with you on that. I think I liked some of the stuff that he says about being process oriented and all that sort of thing. So, you know, I'm a fan. I'm like you. I really evolved on Mike. I was never against it. I just, you know, I thought it was okay. I thought it was a perfectly logical choice. And you know, it's up to the stars on the team anyway. But, you know, I think he's got some interesting, he's an interesting guy to listen to.
He is. I mean, he's an interesting guy to talk to. You kind of don't know.
you could grab him after a 6-0 win, and he might be a little bit surly, right? And then you get him after a 12-3 loss, and he's like, hey, no big deal, buddy. How are you? Like, it's pretty wild. He does not ride that roller coaster of emotion like I think obviously fans do, but I think maybe even some managers do to a certain extent. And like you said, it's up to the stars. It's not only up to the stars to perform, but it's also up to them to buy in. And you saw the quotes after he got run the other night. I mean, those guys are like, we'll go to war for Shilty. We'll run through a wall for Shilty. This guy's unbelievable. I mean, to get those guys, of all guys, to buy in 100%, that in and of itself, he may have some issues from time to time at managing bullpens like every single manager does. No one is infallible. To get those guys to buy in 162, that it deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, and I mean, the ejection stuff is interesting. You know, I've actually spent a lot of time on that this week. You know, just because I do think it's funny that, you know, the team was so motivated by that ejection.
Yeah.
You know, that Luis Arraez walked, you know, so like for the sixth time this year. And Manny Machado has 375 career doubles, like hit a double in the gap.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, we all understand the dance, right? There's
sure.
The questions afterwards about, hey, did that fire the team up? Yeah, okay, I guess. Yeah, fire the team up. Yeah, of course it did. But, you know, that's not even that. I think it's everything else that you see, too. You know, it's just, you know, it's just like the team has a, you know, it's often said, like, teams take on the personality of their coach or the manager. You know, and I think that's the thing you notice most is, you know, that they do seem to have that resolve, you know, that Mike Shildt seems to have. I think that's probably a word that stands out to me about him. And I, you know, these are a bunch of guys that are really accomplished. Like, these are big name people making tons of money. So, you know, I do think that they, you know, they have adopted a little bit of that personality and for the better, I think, for the Pods.
Is this the last week in Europe or how much time do you got left?
Well, if you ask my wife, just probably never going back. But yes, we will be back on Wednesday. We do have a flight on Wednesday of next week, so we will be home in time for SDFC's midweek match and then the away match or the Saturday match, I should say. But yeah, we're going to be in Barcelona for 3 days. Barcelona, Real Madrid on Sunday, and then we go to this little town a little bit north of here called Girona, G-R-I-G-I-R-O-N-A, Girona. And we spent a couple of days there, and then we're back and we fly home, the long, long transatlantic flight on Wednesday, with or without our paella pan.
Bring that pan home. And just, you know, as a memento, I will be attending my first SDFC game on the 17th. Very excited. Taking the whole fam, a couple of the kids on my baseball team and their parents as well. We're going to do it up.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Pick the night game.
What date?
The 17th.
Sporting Kansas City in town. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually kids' night, so not a smart move on my behalf, but I wanted to make sure it was a night game.
Kids' night after Woods Kids' bedtime, actually.
After. Yeah. We'll be there.
I got confused because I'm looking at the schedule, and it says the 18th here, obviously, because the game played after midnight in Spain. So, yeah, that's been tough, man. Like, trying to catch these Pottery games in the middle of the night and trying to catch some of these NBA games. Yeah, you know, the U.S. sports aren't built for the European
for
mind.
European, no, the European mind cannot handle U.S. sports. I get it, man. Thank you so much, D. Yeah. Safe travels home. We'll talk to you next week.
Go Knicks.
Yeah, baby.
Darren Smith, SDFC broadcaster, and safe travels back from my Girona next week in Spain. I do love a big old English D. Smith as well when he joins the program. Let's see. We got 2 hours still to go here on a Friday, including Friar Friday, which means up next, a little early, we will be joined by the CEO of the San Diego Padres, Eric Grubner, getting ready for a big homestand coming up. They got the reversible bucket hat night. They got the first ever Vetter Cup against the Seattle Mariners, who, by the way, looking like they've got a pretty good team this year as well. They've been waiting, and this might finally be the year that they break through.
Tough squad.
Should be an interesting homestand coming up. We'll talk about the past week and what's coming up for the San Diego Padres with Eric Grubner up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.